From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
We are live from the NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are news, information, and on to Pennsylvania. I'm Woo-hoo! Allison Stewart.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. It's Wednesday, March 5th, 2008.
That's a happy lady right there. Senator Hillary Clinton. You know what? Do you call it a comeback? Do you call it her plan worked to wait for Texas and Ohio and then just win the big states?
We're going to find out.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, I'm sure she wouldn't call it a comeback because, you know, she would say she was in the game all along. We brought her off too soon,
we'll see.
The media did, not
we'll
us.
See. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. We'll also discuss it with a well-known liberal blogger, what he thinks happened yesterday. Did Hillary Clinton stop Barack Obama's momentum, or did she just keep her on her own going?
Also, NBC correspondent Martin Fletcher stops by to talk about his new book, Breaking News. He was a longtime Middle East bureau chief for NBC.
And who's just covered everything from Somalia to Rwanda to Kosovo. He's seen
quite
a bit.
The man has been around, yeah.
Also on the show, just a strange mystery out of the UK on the tiny Isle of Jersey. It sounds like...
The Isle of Jersey.
I don't want you to get confused with New Jersey, the Isle of the Mall. Incredibly creepy story. Sounds like a Stephen King novel. A youth hostel, secret underground rooms, words scrawled on brick walls.
Ugh.
We'll get you the scary details.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. We have your morning headlines and a ramble through the day's news, but first...
Nation's coming back, and so is this campaign.
Well, she's calling it a comeback, so that means we can too. Hillary Clinton won 3 out of 4 Democratic primaries yesterday, including the 2 big ones in Ohio and Texas.
Here are the stats. In Ohio, Senator Clinton won by 10 percentage points, 54-44%, beating Barack Obama. In Texas, her margin of victory was closer, only 4 points, and she won 18 points in Rhode Island. The one state Senator Obama took, he took big, winning Vermont by more than 20%. There's one contest yet to be decided, Texas's caucus, which, if you remember, took place after the primary, and about a third of Texas's delegates will be awarded to the caucus winner.
Clinton celebrated her wins from the Buckeye State last night and sounded like she expects her race against Obama to continue for a while.
To Senator Obama, who has brought so much to this race, I look forward to continuing our dialogue in the weeks ahead on the issues that matter most to our country.
Now, Obama focused on the fact that he's still holding on to a slight lead in the overall delegate count.
We have nearly the same delegate lead as we did this morning, and we are on our way to winning this nomination.
On the Republican side, it was a big night for John McCain for a couple of reasons. First, he won all 4 primaries, and you know what that means.
Tonight, my friends, we have won enough delegates to claim with confidence, humility, and a great sense of responsibility that I will be the Republican nominee for president.
In the wake of McCain's victories last night, Mike Huckabee conceded, and he says he called McCain to offer his support.
I extended to him not only my congratulations, but my commitment to him and to the party to do everything possible to unite our party, but more importantly, to unite our country.
Now, Ron Paul is still officially running for the Republican nomination, but if he's thinking about a plan B, he really did get some good news yesterday. He won the primary for his congressional seat in Texas. Former Democratic hopeful Dennis Kucinich won his primary in Ohio as well.
As for Clinton and Obama, it's back to the campaign trail. I wonder how Hillary feels about that.
Oh, the Wyoming caucus is Saturday, the Mississippi primary is next Tuesday, and the Pennsylvania primary, with its 188 delegates at stake. Get this, people. It's not until April 22nd.
Oh, man, if you do the math, that means 7 more weeks of fun for the Democratic candidates.
Let's get to some more of today's headlines.